Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, what if you could have invested in Tom Scholz from Boston when he was in his home in Cambridge making music on his whatever kind of computer he had in the 1970s in his basement? Would you have done that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, would it be horrendous if I had him in here to do an interview and to talk about a new way to possibly do something different?
But all I'm saying, if I had the chance to invest in Travion Henderson of the New England Patriots, I might do that.
My Lord. I mean, I apologize to John in the car who says I had an interview forced on me. Nope. John, I selected that interview myself. That might be worse than if it were forced on me, apparently. I don't have any idea.
That guy don't make much down at the Woo Sox. $35,000?
Yeah, that's what he makes playing for the Woo Sox. $35,000.
They're trying to help, you know.
In this economy?
Supplement his nutrition, his training.
Uh-huh. Another day these people are locked in a convertible.
Oh.
In this economy?
There's not much.
Jeez. All right. Well, anyway, we are heading to the North Shore this week for roadshow number 7, and so we will see you Thursday night at my place by the sea. Menu looks perfect.
Are they paying you to go there?
And then we will be at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester.
Oh, that's a pretty Friday nice morning. Hotel. Why would a show that's failing go there? That's such a weird...
Who dat man says Greg seems awfully defensive. Don't know why. Yes, I'm defensive because in an effort to sometimes try to do... You know what? Maybe I'll never book another guest again.
It is interesting, though.
Come on.
They kind of do it in some... There's some companies now that they do the NILs that way, where they basically, similar to the Fernando Tatis Jr., is like, here, we're going to give you money, and then we want 10% of your future career earnings and, But now you as a fan could be part of that that investment.
You would do it. It seems like you're leaning toward doing it.
I would do it if there was a bigger payout.
Yeah, the payout's not... It's shocking to me after this past football season. And I would say, I could make, $500 here, $600 here. And Wiggy would say, that's not enough. Right. That's not enough to now say. Because you need to be pretty sure that this guy is going to make it really big, because $15 million payout, there's not a payout.
No, not for that. I'm looking at the $100 million.
$15 million is a lot of money to make over your career, and there's no payout.
But I feel like $100 million in baseball nowadays, or even $300 million in baseball, those guys are making that, like, you see a lot more guys. Imagine if you invested in Devers. He already made his $300 million. He's probably going to make more than that. So,
how many people, though, Wiggs, that are as talented as Devers.
Right. No, I know.
Actually, like, think of a guy like Will Middlebrooks, right?
Right.
A guy that was really talented.
Right.
Broke through, had a great year, wins the World Series in 2013, is about to hit free agency, boom, tears his knees, his career's
right.
over.
Oh, no,
it's
I
mean, it's a long shot. I would not invest in it. Oh, wait, did I just say that and I'm being paid? Big mistake. Dump out of that, Chime.
I think that there's two levels that you need to go through as well. Like, you need this athlete to actually sign up for the platform. I don't think Rafi Devers would ever sign
up. As a prospect.
Correct.
Roman Anthony wouldn't do it.
Right. So you have guys that really need you to bet on them. And
right. That's the purpose of it.
Right. No,
but there are so many guys that... who come up this way, who do hit it big, I would just want a little bit more payout on the player.
Shine might know this, but apparently individuals have been investing in golfers on the European tour for a long time. They've done that over there Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it, but it makes sense. I mean, as companies invest in players all the time. So, I mean, theoretically, if you wanted to just set up your own LLC and then just invest in somebody, I don't see why you couldn't.
It's something I really hate to bring up, but I lived in England. And while I lived there, I lived in Virginia Water, a lovely town, which is the home of Wentworth, which is the home of the European PGA. It's a lovely course. The people were very nice. Most of them were named Sven. I didn't invest in them, but my dad invested in me.
All right. Well, let's get to Hill Notes, and they are brought to you today, as they are every day, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Just listening to the Best of the Greg Hill Show yesterday on the way to work this morning, and Courtney says, if a guy hits me up on WhatsApp, it's an automatic no. Courtney, who are you kidding? If any guy hits you up, the only thing you ask to see is their W-2. And if they make over 200 grand a year, it's an automatic yes from you. Give me a break.
Well, I'm married, but...
You don't like the WhatsApp?
No, I don't.
Well over
yeah,
that.
I also like green text messages would have been a no for me back
in
the day.
Oh, because he doesn't have an iPhone.
Yeah. Again, didn't know what Santo made. So I still don't really know the exact number.
Yeah. But I think you're a little fraudulent on the icks, because you were all over some and their choice of footwear during the ick bracket, but then you didn't mind what Santo was wearing at the Beachcomber broadcast.
Wearing flip-flops to go to work, or wearing flip-flops to play golf, much different than wearing neon slides after a bike ride.
What is wrong with these? They are appropriate for any situation.
Oh, God. Yeah. Those look horrible.
I mean, look at
Please
those.
Please take those.
Can we get that guy we paid on again?
Yes.
Mitch, don't show those on Twitch.
Also, the people that like to come at me for liking nice things, like, what are you trying to say here? Like, thank you. Santo makes good money, and I like nice things.
I got confirmation the other day on the flip-flop ick. And apparently, you can weigh in on this. For Lindsay, it's wearing flip-flops while wearing sweatpants. Mm. That takes the ick even further.
Wow.
Which, what's more perfect than that? Like, you're getting up on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. You don't have to worry about tying shoes or dealing with socks. Or you just throw the flip-flops on and your sweats, and you're ready to go. Any activity.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to my queen about that, because I thought it would be more jeans with flip-flops. Like, sweatpants with flip-flops don't matter to me.
That doesn't bother you.
So that doesn't bother you? I mean, I'm just going from the woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I feel like... Excuse me, maybe it's my wife. Any guy in flip-flops is like with sweatpants. Unless you're on the beach and you're like on a beach.
But if you're like running out to get a coffee and you just like you're wearing sweatpants and...
Flip-flops, yeah, it's kind of...
Oh, I don't know.
Icky.
Curtis, did you know a texter on the Subaru of New England text line would like you to know that you can self-deport to England and get $1,000? There are a lot of places that are paying you to live there now.
Yep.
Italy. I know you're very intrigued by Italy.
Yes.
How much will Italy pay you, or do they give you a home?
Italy will pay you and also help you get a home. I want to say it was like $30,000.
Yeah, but don't you have to live in like a relatively remote-ish location?
Yeah, there were some beautiful places, though.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. If you can work from home and do that, like, you're golden, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're probably not going to be in Positano or somebody. No.
I don't know. I mean, some of the places I saw in Italy were beautiful. Where
the Italian countryside.
Trentino is getting in on the action, offering to pay people 100,000 euros to relocate there.
Okay, how much
is Trentino?
That's a lot of cash.
How much is 100,000 euros, Curtis?
$10.
Can we have Jackson just do this, like apply and see if it's real or not?
Wow.
We should do that.
But. Mitch, grab some photos of Trentino. Gorgeous.
Right.
In the mountains, but there also seems to be a gorgeous lake. Wow.
How much is 100,000 euros?
I think it ends up being like $100,000.
Yeah, it's roughly the same.
Oh, is it okay? Yeah. All right, wow. Imagine that.
No.
That's not bad at all. Now you can really invest in some ball plays.
I think here in the U.S., we're currently paying you $100,000 to come here and live here.
That place is beautiful.
Oh, is that only Massachusetts, Curtis?
That's just Massachusetts.
That is nice.
That place is beautiful.
I'd live there.
Honestly, I would live in Italy.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Right?
I've never been, but...
It's beautiful.
Courtney.
I mean, look at the photos. I mean, that's beautiful. And you're getting $100,000 to do it?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to help you get a crib.
Yeah, you got to learn Italian, though, Wiggy.
That's really. All right.
People speak English.
Yeah, they have those phones nowadays where you can just walk around and they speak it and translate it for you.
Rosetta Stone their ass.
Yeah, I think you can even have with the AirPods, I thought I saw this, your phone will translate it right into your ear.
Correct. Like in real time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
People are still stuck on the text line on the no green text being an if for you.
Yeah.
No, that's a massive ick.
Because they don't have an
iPhone. So with Corey. This is a millennial take, but a lot of millennials feel this way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How much on that? Green, like step it up. Man.
Prior to meeting Lauren, if I ever texted a girl and it was green, I stopped texting them.
Yeah.
I just straight up ghosted them. Yeah. No response.
Well, it was also a violation of the order. when you were texting them in the first place.
There's a litany of Android chicks that are saying what may have been.
Yeah.
Because green is like, is that even really
serious?
A cell phone?
That seems so shallow.
Oh, it's
by
not
your generation.
Oh, Greg calling someone shallow.
It's not shallow. To me, it indicated that they were probably a bad texter. Like, they don't care about their phone, so they're probably not going to give the effort.
Oh, get out of here. It's because they don't have the iPhone
an
27A.
Greg, I specifically leave group chats that have people that don't have iPhones because it gets annoying.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Sean.
Why?
100%. Because
you still get the text. It's just green.
No.
Like, who gives a
damn? No, but you can't use the same emojis. You can't use the same GIFs. Like, a lot of the time, if you want to, like, snooze the group chat or, like, mute it
I'm
so you don't get
do
notifications,
right
it doesn't work.
It's hard to send videos and pictures. And the FaceTime element.
And there are a lot of phones that are not iPhones that are more expensive than iPhones. So it's not a money thing.
Well, also, some of those people who don't have iPhones also only have like two pairs of pajamas.
Well, that's fine. But like Honey Badger, Coco is so detached. I'm not being detached. I'm being honest.
Yeah, you're being honest.
Yeah.
Up front and honest.
IRL.
A bald white man of privilege from the suburbs with a huge ego. And I am here to denounce the Boston Red Sox, the ownership, the coaching staff, and the general manager. I will remove the silver spoon from my mouth, kick off my slippers and smoking jacket, and hide under my four-post bed until changes are made. And I will only leave my dwelling of privilege to play with my friend Ken.
Oh, is that about me?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean.
Maybe I'll have us guessing the whole time.
You're upset with the Red Sox.
Well, he said bald-headed white guy with privilege.
But I thought he said something about the seaport, too.
No, I think he said the suburbs or something.
Yeah. I don't live in the suburbs. Yeah. I live in the city of Boston.
Curtis holds the Red Sox accountable. I think that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I guess that guy's happy with the team. I don't know.
Your lead this morning was, do you want Alex Cora fired?
If I were his boss, he'd be fired.
He would be.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Hmm.
If he was any other coach of any other team, it would be unanimous that his job was on the line. Like,
why does he get a pass here? Because he won one?
Yeah, and I think people generally hate John Henry far more than they hate him.
Yeah, like him. He's a likable person. He, you know, he's always talking to the media, and I think, you know, that's part of it. And then he kind of, you know, took the L and went down. And
Gerard Mayo was always talking to the media. He was just saying different things based on what day it was. But, I mean,
they like Cora. You know, I don't know. But any other person would be forgetting. You know, they said pay Rafi. It'd be like, John, fire Cora.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, people love Cora. It's just, I mean,
you're right. Joe Mazzulla won one. A year ago,
right.
And there are people that don't think he's the guy.
And guaranteed, if they stink next year, they'll be like, get that man out of here, fire him. You know?
Including players, would you say that Brad Stevens is on the Mount Rushmore of number one, or like of achievers in Boston sports right now?
Yes.
Like, I feel like he may be the most underrated person in all of Boston sports. When you look at the disaster of Breslow and Cora, you look at Elliot Wolf and Don Sweeney, like, never has the best GM been so head and shoulders above the rest like it is right now.
This looks like the Drew Holiday deal looks like another really good deal for the Celtics. Like, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they get a guy. I mean, obviously, he stinks on defense. They get a guy who can shoot three-pointers, but it's an expiring contract. But I think the part of it is you're able to get money out of that. That's where it looks good. You're able.
Because they've clearly told him you got to offload some salary.
Right. And more's got to be coming down the pipeline, right?
Yeah.
If they're starting to do this now, I guess then the next shoe to drop is, I know you brought up Derek White, Jaylen Brown. We obviously think about Porzingis, but it's going to be a completely different looking team next year.
Curtis, what do you say to this? 603 text, if they fire Cora, then you have to say goodbye to Bregman because he will 100% opt out.
Scott Boras is his agent. If they pay him the most, he'll be here.
Red Nicky Hampton to the Greg Hill Show. Stopping on exit 10 for shopping at Costco. Toilet paper, kitten swabs, Ben and Jerry's, cheap hot dogs, Mike Arani, tow truck hook. I tell you, folks, bulk shopping's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top of the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The line at Costco. It's a long way to the top of the line at Costco. So yeah, say that you're a bulk shopping fan, then take a ride with me to Costco, man. It's a long way to the top of the line at Costco.
All right. Another one from the Costco cowboy there.
Oh, I love him.
He doesn't miss.
I noticed that Costco has instituted, a lot of people are talking about it, a get it now, pay later program.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is good in this economy, but I don't know if people are going to rack up a ton of debt that they can't pay or whatever.
Probably so.
In this economy?
Yeah. I mean, we call that back in the day layaway.
Yes, oh, yeah. That's correct, yes.
They're using a firm for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like every website now. You can use a firm, Afterpay, Klarna.
Yeah, and then you don't have to actually pay for it until...
No, you have to pay.
But in the future.
It's like every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a payment plan.
It's a payment plan, and then if you don't pay, you get a fine.
Okay, all right.
This message is from my boy Wiggy, Coach Wiggy.
Caca, caca!
How you say chocolate in Espanol is chocolate. Repeat it after me. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
You got it.
All right.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah, excuse me. I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago, and you guys haven't covered the Drew Holiday trade at all.
My God.
Yeah, that was quick.
I mean, there's a lot going on. We try to get to all of it and mix it around a little bit here and there.
We did cover it, but I guess you got to cover it every minute.
5 minutes. Started the show at 6 o'clock talking about the Drew Holiday trade.
Right.
Talked about it through till 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
Guy checked in at 6:50. He's very upset.
Gotta pick it back up at 6:50.
Welcome back.
Yes, numbnuts. I'm gonna welcome myself back to Hill Notes. This is a flex, but I was in Vegas at the World Series of Poker last week. Very disappointed I missed Bernie's. I would have loved to have met the Jackson guy or the show recap guy, but you just continue to irritate me. You talk about an Achilles heel this morning. You're the Achilles heel to the morning show. Sighing and moaning when Lewis called in. You continue to rip Shimes about his golf game, but you run for my request for a match. Well, let me try this. Shime and I will take you and Greg on your boy toy in a best ball match. Pause. What do you say, numbnuts?
Yeah.
I didn't agree to any of this.
Hey, Mr. Kata.
I would say the person that keeps trying to invite himself to events that aren't there is a little obsessed. Just say, my summer's relatively booked. I'll be in Hawaii for July, and I'll be getting ready for football in August.
There's a lot of effort involved in those Hill Notes from Angry Principal Dave.
Very unwell.
Really? How many takes? Is it just one take, or does he probably scripts it out, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, I guess he didn't do well at the World Series of Poker because he kind of stopped with just saying he was there.
But I do like the play on the World Series of Poker with the actor who played Mr. Carter.
Gabe.
Kaplan.
Kaplan, I believe.
Not Gabe Kapler, but Gabe Kaplan. Yeah.
Also was a...
Gabe Kapler, what a boy toy.
Red Sox, great.
Was a commentator for the World Series of Poker for several years.
He was?
Yes, he was big into the world. So I like how we use the Welcome Back Carter song and how it related to the World Series of Poker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Question in the Twitch chat. Curtis, who goes to Hawaii in July? Well,
I am. You'd be happy. Welcome to. Actually, it's pretty crowded over there, but it's lovely. I'll be in Kauai, the green island.
Pretty sure, actually, it's like its busiest month, isn't it?
I mean, hey, I'm sure you'll be going in November there, whoever asked that question.
Curtis, you're so detached.
Full 2 weeks off for you, Curtis. Have you ever had full
Never.
2 weeks?
Never. Well, except for rehab.
Yeah.
But, last time I went to Kauai, the Mutt and Callahan show got canceled, so hopefully I come back to a job.
Well, we'll do our best without you, Curtis.
Oh, you'll be fine.
In regards to whether or not you can ground your club before hitting the ball, I have the definitive answer.
My God, who the hell cares?
True.
I was going to ask, what does that mean? Is that
so
when
you
put...
when you're setting up for a shot,
okay,
and you see a golfer put his club down,
okay,
and then take a practice swing, you cannot let your... Before you hit your ball in a sand trap, you cannot let your club touch the sand.
Oh.
Okay? So you have to step right up, no practice swing, and you just have to smooth it.
Oh,
as we
okay.
like to say.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Shime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.